the good doctor, who I think would agree here that on this show we don't spend a lot of time attacking people. We might have a few pokes at certain ideas out there, but it is a place to exchange ideas and viewpoints from a wide variety of folk, but not to personally attack, what they call in Latin, the old Latin phrase, the ad hominem, to attack the man and not the idea when disagreeing. A big problem for some people, there's no question. Let's visit with him this morning, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I do agree that you are not a person or your program there to be attacking people, but ready to deal with ideas. And I think you'll find that the ad hominem attack or the personal attack is really the last resort when someone can't win an argument on the facts. And I think it's used all the time, and it's difficult for people to deal with. So if someone's arguing with you on a point, we'll say, I believe that it would be helpful if you would share the duties with me, okay? Then all of a sudden, this will say a spouse comes back and says, you're an idiot, you're a dummy, you don't know what you're doing, I'm tired of dealing with all this nonsense. And what you're doing, you're attacking the person versus the value of the statement that's made. And I think another one could be, let's say a parent tells a child not to smoke, and the child knows that the parent
right.
smoked in the past. So they say, you're a hypocrite, you're an idiot, because you're a smoker, you smoke. But that doesn't diminish the value of the statement. So the problem is people will often not deal with the facts of the discussion, but will get into a personal attack on the person. And this happens so much in life. In fact, if people think about it, whether it's parents, whether it's friends, whether it's coworkers, whether it's just people that don't like to lose an argument, when people get hot or mad, or it could just be their style, they will attack you rather than the idea. It's done in politics all the time, I might add, but it's also done in all phases of human life.
Yeah, it's easy to, when you don't like the ideas of another person, like you mentioned, in politics, or maybe someone else who's political online, to say, well, you know, you're nothing better than Hitler. Here, you only bring up the Hitler thing. When you compare somebody to Hitler, it pretty much means the conversation is completely devolved, unless the person's an actual fascist Nazi with a swastika, believes in killing millions on sight. I mean, you know where I'm going with this.
Well, it happens all the time.
There's argument left, and no more real discussion or debate. It's gone.
And in a personal level, if you call someone an idiot, a small-brained dummy, no good ideas, well, how can you have a discussion on the facts after that type of name-calling? No, you really can't. You're better to be silent. You can try to talk to the person. But usually when people get into severe name-calling, logic, good behavior is not going to be the solution to that problem. And sadly, there are people, when you get them in an argument, they will just get really overly carried away. Or if someone gives a good idea on morality, so what does someone do? They attack that they're not perfect, and they do things inappropriate. Well, that may all be true, but it doesn't diminish the statement that the person might make. But that's kind of the world that we're in. Fortunately, we don't want to say everybody does this, but it happens enough.
That it does. It's
something that we have to be aware of. And the person who's getting the attack, personal attack, has to realize there's little point in debating or arguing or throwing back the same kind of statements. Because if someone says you're an idiot and a fool, and then you come back and say, well, you're a rodeo clown and someone who has no idea even how to think, you make me laugh just when you talk. I mean, there's no discussion. You're almost best to call a timeout and really get away.
Let me ask you this, not about the person who's suffering the slings and arrows, but by the person who does this, but realizes that they do it, and they don't want to do it anymore. Now, what would you tell them? Because, it's easy when people, you know, the old line, my dad would say, don't get your blood up over this. You know, I mean, certain things, you do get your blood up a little bit, and it gets boiling, and it can be easy to cross that line, but you don't want to. So what would you advise that person?
Well, my advice is, and again, periodically I'll have someone, or in our office we'll have someone come in who is sarcastic, and they'll admit they're sarcastic. and they don't want to do it anymore because they're having trouble in relationships or having trouble in friendships.
Right.
And as we dissect what's going on, they're name callers. I mean, they will be sarcastic rather than deal with an issue. Like if someone says, you know, please, you forgot to take the trash out. And rather than saying, you know, that's right, come out and say, would you think you're perfect? You're really just a big dummy. Ha ha. Okay, that doesn't go anywhere. And if people know they're doing that, and often they end up without friendships, they end up without family around them, they have to really work at that. Now, the person who gets attacked, they, on the other hand, have to realize that the person is also attacking their self-esteem, they're attacking them as a person, and they want to minimize the effects of people like that. Because people that are doing all that are really insecure themselves and can be of the type that just want to dominate, control, and always be right. So those are toxic people, by the way. You're best to stay away from those kinds of people.
But it makes sense. Yeah,
but just in general life, you're going to run into people, even the best of people, that when they get mad, particularly if we talk religion and politics, often people can get real hot and yell and get angry, the best of people. And those are discussions you're just best to stay out of, because you're really not going to win a logical argument with someone who is really angry, frustrated, or just enjoys attacking and hurting, you know, other people and even confusing them. You know, so that's the best advice. Just try to stay away from them. When you are in them, just don't get dragged into the discussions, because it won't go anywhere. It'll just get worse.
But also, don't be afraid to take a step with people who don't always agree with you, maybe on everything. It's like in your spouse, when you say you never know. You might start a new friendship. You might start. You know, look, when you and I had lunch recently, we had a wide-ranging discussion. I know we did. We didn't agree on everything, but there was a good hearing out across the table about a lot of things, and that's when things are very positive.
That's a little different though, Dave, because we weren't yelling at each other and calling.
No, you're right. You're right. But I mean, there were a couple points where the doc wanted to, you know, throttle me. There was a respectful hearing out about a lot of different viewpoints, and I enjoy that with other people. And it doesn't mean I'm going to back down. Sometimes I rethink my position long term on something because I like to hear another viewpoint. In fact, a whole bunch of different viewpoints. But it doesn't mean I'm going to go on the attack, hopefully, crossing my fingers in an ad hominem way, because it, like I said, it devolves from there. It always does.
Well, Dave, there are few things more enjoyable than getting with someone, having a good discussion, arguing points in a positive way, and even debating points you might even disagree with just for the sake of trying to hear them out. Because often there's not just one right way to do things. There can be different ways to do things that will get to the end result, or people can have the best intentions but have different ways
of doing it.
I
buy that, and I buy that, I think you would too, that sometimes you just said to hear them out, but also, you know, if I believe this, can I defend this properly? Is it defensible in a free give and take back and forth, or is this something better written down and put away in a drawer? I think we've all had moments like that. I agree. I completely buy that. The ad hominem attack, try to avoid it. It isn't always easy. Boy, oh boy, at times it can be hard. And maybe you're not that kind of person, but you want to give a little like you're getting, but it never goes. Doesn't go anywhere. Just the facts, please, as the good doc would say. And you can work from there. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. The podcast will be there at drjohnb.com. That's B as in the letter B for Braccio. I always appreciate talking to you, Doc.
Listen, you're a champion, and I like the way you do get ideas from everyone. I look forward to talking to you, Dave.
Yep, bye-bye. Same here. Absolutely.